Keep talking for a sec. Anthony says, keep talking, or just sing while you're at it. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. We're good. You just wanted to hear me sing. I knew it. Okay. Should I start? Okay. Hey! Hi, it's me, your queen, your little angel princess, Allie Makovsky. Hi! I've decided to start wearing crop top wife beaters. What's the PC word for them now? I know that they changed it. We don't call them wife beaters anymore. But I don't know. I mean, what are you supposed to call them? I mean, I don't know. What are they called now? Anyway, I've just decided to start wearing these. I cropped it. I asked my mom if she had any wife beaters. I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm going to Google it. What do we call wife beaters now? What's the term for wife beaters in 2020? What do we call wife beaters now? Okay, let's see. What are they called? T-shirts. T-shirts. I guess just tank tops, but it's like it's ribbed for your pleasure, you know? A ribbed t-shirt. It doesn't tell me what to call it. There's a whole New York Times article. I'm not about to read this whole thing. Undershirts? Okay, whatever. Anyway. So I've just decided I'm going to start wearing these shirts. I'm cutting them. Titties are out. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm at my mom's house just stunting. I'm having her take pictures of me. I took some pictures in front of the fridge with my butt out. I was wearing these short shorts and I was like, Mom, could you take some pictures of me? And I looked like a little slutty patootie, slutty buddy. And I was looking thick in front of the Frigidaire fridge, and I asked my mom if I should post it, and she just looked at me. She goes, I mean, if you got it, flaunt it. That's what my mom always says. I don't know what I got, but she is encouraging me to flaunt it. I was gonna caption it, can't believe I got sponsored by Frigidaire. And then it was just a picture of my butt in the freezer, pretty much. Yeah, so now I'm becoming a thought. I'm a thought girl now, and that's fine. I don't care. I'm cropping my wife beaters. I'm wearing short shorts now. I've gotten very into tanning. I have like a third degree burn on my chest. You can't really see it. Well, it's like popping. I wish this is inappropriate. But this is who I am now. I don't think you can see it, but like my skin is like popping up, like it's raised, like it's starting to peel. I don't care anymore. We might have to cut that out if it looks like way too sexual. So just a heads up. We can keep it for Patreon. I don't care. I'll show Patreon my asshole in a heartbeat. The people who are paying $25 a month, you guys, I'll post asshole pics soon. But yeah, my skin is like, I have all these bumps, like these bubbles underneath my skin that are just waiting to pop and like peel. My stomach is peeling. I have like third degree burns above my titas. And yeah, I've just been laying out naked in my mom's backyard. The neighbors definitely can see over easily. But you know, one of my mom's neighbors is like 85, and I feel like, what's his wife doing for him during this hard time? Probably not much, you know? So it's the least I can do. I'm giving back to the community. It is scary though, because the other neighbor does have kids, but I don't think they're gonna be looking over the fence, you know? There's no need for that business. What else have I been doing? I'm honestly, like, I'm so burnt. But I haven't even learned my lesson. I was like, okay, I'm going to wear sunscreen. Not going to do it. And here's the thing. When I was in high school, I've gained like 7 pounds. And my mom, I said last week, my mom told me that my pants have gotten tighter, she's noticed, which is so rude to say. But she's right. Like, it is very difficult to cross my legs right now. These pants are hard to put on, but they look great. Now that I'm like really filling these pants out, they look better. But yeah, mama's getting thick over here. I've just eaten so many carbs. My mom keeps making pasta and it's like, I'm not going to not eat all of it. So I've just been eating so much pasta, like breakfast, lunch, dinner. I tried making shakshuka. That's like this Mediterranean Middle Eastern dish. So good. So good when you buy it from a place, not when you make it. I fucked it up. And then I made 4 servings of this because I didn't know how to cut the servings in half. And I was like, whatever. So I made 4 servings of it. And you're supposed to eat it with like bread, you know, like ideally pita bread. But I had bread that was going to expire. So I ate like 6 slices of bread because you don't just eat shakshuka with a spoon, you know. You have to eat it with bread. And I want shakshuka. It's like this tomato-y. So pretty much how you make shakshuka is like you get a skillet or like a pan, like a nonstick pan, but preferably like a skillet. And then you put garlic, bell peppers, onions at the bottom with olive oil. And then once that cooks up for about 5 minutes, then you put chopped tomatoes on top of that. And it's supposed to get kind of like mushy. Like it should be kind of not like soupy. Like it should still be kind of thick, but it's like in the middle. You don't want it to be like too solid, but you don't want it to be a soup. You want it to kind of be like mushed. So you put the tomatoes in there and then you want it to kind of absorb all of the like liquid of it, of the tomatoes and everything. So it's just kind of like this thick, creamy, tomato-y sauce. And then you put indentations into it. You like, you know, you separate it. So you have like 4 little pockets to crack an egg into. And then you put a pan on top to cover it. And so the eggs get like over easy or over medium. And then when you're eating it, the egg just, you know, comes everywhere. It just jizzes and it's so good. And then you have bread. I want to go to Israel. Do you think Israel is open during the pandemic? It's controversial to talk about Israel. And I get it. You know, I don't know. It's hard because I love, like, I just love the, not the politics of Israel, but I love, I mean, honestly, to be honest, if I'm being honest with you guys, I truly know nothing about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and I know that bad things are happening over there. I just do not look into it, because for me, I prefer to be ignorant and uninformed, because it just helps me survive. That's kind of my coping mechanism. I used to be on Lexapro, but then I just stopped watching the news and like thinking about big things. So yeah, I mean, in that way, I guess I'm apologetic that I'm not aware of it, but also like, I don't know, I can't, but I know that people that I think are smart, they think that Israel is bad politically, and so I'll agree with them. Like, I'll just have faith that they know what they're talking about. But as someone who went to Birthright, I went to Israel right when I dropped out of college. I went to Israel for like a month. So Birthright is this thing that you get to do if you're Jewish. And because my father, Larry, is a cute little Jew, I decided to take up this trip because so here's the thing. I grew up half Jewish, half, I guess, Catholic, but I was never in either of them, you know, like neither of my parents were like into religion. We never grew up religious at all. And so, I didn't really have like a preference of either side. I just thought, you know, whatever. And so when I was in sixth grade and seventh grade, I think, I went to Jewish sleepaway camp because my cousin had gone there. It was like this really nice, cool sleepaway, like 3 week sleepaway camp for the old Jews in Malibu, of course, because Jews aren't going to go to like fucking Reseda or something. So it was this nice camp. It was amazing. Seriously, it was so cool. I had such a good time. They had like a fucking ropes course. You could like zip line and like rock climb. And then they also had horses. And there was like a pool. And there was, I think, like archery and dance classes. And it's 3 weeks. You're away from your parents. You're a horny teenager. There's so many like other horny Jews there. And like, you say like prayers and like, but they're like fun songs, you know. Jews know how to turn up. So like when you go to eat, you do like the bread prayer, but everyone's like fucking break dancing doing the, you know, prayers before eating. And then every, you know, you have once a week Passover and stuff. So then once a week you go, everyone does Passover. They had, it was so fun. Anyway, so I did that 2 years in a row. And I was like, this is the coolest thing of my whole life. It was so fun. I was like, I'm a Jew. I love Jew. I love Jew God. And yeah, Jew life forever. And then when I got into high school, I realized that everyone at my high school who was popular was Christian. So I was like, okay, sorry, Jews, but I'm trying to be like popular. So I started going to the youth group, the Christian youth group, worshiping. Someone made fun of me for how I say worship, worship, worship. Yeah, worship, worship. I say it like worship. But that's what it is. Worship, 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 worship. Tournament. Yeah, fuck those people. Tournament. Whatever. I mean, say it however you want to say it. You know what I'm fucking saying? Worship. We're not worshiping at church, okay? We're worshiping. So, you know, youth group was tight. Like, I would go every week. I got into it, and then the opportunity came up to go to Christian sleepaway camp in ninth grade. And I'm like, oh my God, I had so much fun at Jew sleepaway camp. Let's go to Christian sleepaway camp. They made me wear a fucking one piece bathing suit. At Jew camp, you can wear like nipple tassels. Like, you know, you don't even have to wear bottoms. Like, they don't give a fuck. And then all of a sudden, God, the Christian God, was like, don't show your belly button or you're going to hell. Had to be all modest. F that. It was not fun at all. No one was doing sneaky hand jobs. That's what you go to Jew camp for, is to lose your finger virginity. And at Christian camp, they're like, no. Literally, someone was crying because in our cabins, we stayed in these cabins. And also at Christian sleepaway camp, you have to go to like their church so much. Like every single night, they're just God, 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 God. I'm like, you guys need to chill. Like, you're like clingy. Like, they're so needy for God at this Christian sleepaway. No, I mean, yeah. So that was way too much for me. And in the cabins, we were all talking about what we were shameful for. And this one girl who was like maybe a senior in high school or something, she was like, I have had sex before. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, we're going to pray for you. It was so turned down. Like, Jew camp is so much more lit. So anyway, after that whole experience, and then also I got baptized at the Christian summer camp because I'm like, this is what will take me to the next level. I got baptized. I got home. I wasn't any more popular. I hadn't made out with any Christian boys. And yeah, I got home. I got baptized and I was like, I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish. F this. And also like, I mean, yeah, baptism is like real, but it's also real in the way that like it doesn't have, like I was in a hot tub at my church. Like, it's real if I want it to be real, but it also doesn't, I'm not, okay. I'm just, Jews are so much more fun, and it doesn't mean that I don't, like Christian people are chill too, but like just as a Jewish or as like a camp experience, Jews are way more fun with the camping, the glamping. It was so lit. So anyway, I never went back to Jewish summer camp, and I think that's one of my biggest regrets in life, to be honest, because at the time I wanted to like go back, keep going, and then become a counselor at the camp. It was so fun. And so then when I graduated high school, I did my first open mic, and then I like knew that I wanted to do comedy, but I went to college and I was like, you know what? Once I drop out of college, that'll be a perfect time to like go to Israel on birthright. And birthright is if you have Jewish ancestry, you can apply to go on this like 10-day trip to Israel for free. For free. Everything's free unless you want to like buy extra food or like gifts or whatever. But like where you stay is free. The like breakfast at the hotel is included. And then I think like maybe you have to pay for your own dinner or something. So I applied for that, and it's so easy to go. Everyone's like, oh, but you know, it's only, my grandparents are Jewish. My parents aren't really, whatever. There were two guys who I thought were like Aryan white supremacists on my group trip. They didn't even know what Hanukkah was, and they were able to go to Israel. So I encourage you to go if you want to. But I reposted a picture from my Israel trip, and people were like, how could you ever post anything about Israel? So I did delete it because I was nervous, but I had so much fun. I ended up extending my trip for like a month. I was there for a month and I had so much fun. I was blacked out most of the time, and that was a nightmare. But the parts where I wasn't was so much fun. I had a great time and I loved it. It was so beautiful. And there, it's crazy because people are just like you'll go to the mall in Israel and there will just be guards standing in front with like big ass rifles because they're just so used to being attacked. I mean, they also attack, I think. I don't know. Like I said, not really reading into it too much, but I didn't even feel like I felt more safe there because they're used to that. You know, they know what to do in times of crises. So I felt safe. I had a blast. But yeah, I went there for a month. And then I was going to join the Israeli army. Talk about taking it one step further. I was ready to join. I was like, I'm going to live here for like 2 or 3 years. Be like a medic in the army and like try and save lives or whatever. And like, I don't know. I thought that's what I was going to do. I was like, and then when I'm out of the army, I'll be 21. I'll be able to like go to comedy clubs and go to bars and do comedy. I'll have structure in my life, routine, you know, stories. Like I'll be like a woman when I leave. And I told my mom, who's not Jewish, because she was like, okay, I know that you're not going back to college, but like, what are your plans? And I was like, I'm joining the Israeli army. And I had like filled out the paperwork. Like I told my dad's side of the family, who was like, we support you, whatever. And then I told my mom, she was the last person I told, and she just started bawling. She was like, just drop out of school and do comedy and live at my place full time. And I was like, you know what? Sounds good. And so if you ever want your parents to like let you do something, just threaten them with putting your life on the line. Just be like, I think I'm going to go to war. And then they'll be like, no, you can become, you know, a comedian or whatever it is that you want to do. So yeah, why did I bring that up though? Oh, I was just talking about how I wanted to go to Israel. Yeah, I just want to travel. I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like everyone's kind of over this quarantine now. Like I'm seeing all my friends are like hanging out with people. People are like, here's what's annoying, okay? People who are like, practice, you got to social distance. And then they're like hanging out with people. And then they keep posting like social distance hangout. I'm like, just... You, first of all, you don't need to post anything. It's really fucking annoying seeing everyone hang out when you know that they're not supposed to. If you, and here's the thing, I don't care that you're hanging out. Just don't post about it on social media. Because then it like encourages more people to hang out. And I feel like if you keep it to yourself and you're not posting about it, then like only the people go, like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really make sense. Like, I'm not saying that my logic is rational, but I think if you're going to hang out with people, like, don't try and pretend to be like, social distance, hang out. It's like, just don't post. Like, you don't have to post about it. You don't have to post about it. And some people are just going cuckoo bananas. Not that I'm not. You know, I'm definitely, there's some things wrong with me for sure. I've just gotten very into myself. Because I used to be like, oh, you know, as a... The very first open mic I did, which I have a video of, and at some point I will release it, and it's so painful to watch. But I showed up to this open mic, no makeup, my long brown hair is in like this ponytail, like a low ponytail. I was wearing a green, ugly, like zip up hoodie from American Apparel. I'm wearing these like ugly ass blue jeans and like, I don't know, Converse. And I'm like, this is what female comedians have to do. You have to like, you know, look ugly and like whatever and like just a guy's girl to like do comedy. And now I'm like, I'm not gonna look hot forever. And I mean, I can't believe, oh my God, I've been wearing sunglasses this whole time. I don't know. I'm like, if I look cute and I'm like feeling myself and I'm like, you know, whatever, I'm gonna post about it. I wanna remember that because there's gonna be a time when I don't look like this. Like it's gonna go downhill. And I mean, I might as well enjoy it. I don't know. It's just interesting. Like, there's such a double standard. I feel like we should be able to, like, I don't know, be cute and be funny. So, whatever. Some people are going crazy, though. And, like, I don't know, just posting. People are just, like, it's just such a weird time that some people are, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I feel like I keep mumbling. I just don't like when people are like, you got to do these things, and then they're not doing those things. You're being a hypocrite, and that's fine, but, like, just own up to it. I don't know. I just am sick of seeing people hang out on Instagram. Stop posting about it. Hang out in private. It's really annoying. Maybe I'm just jealous because I'm not really, like, hanging out with people because I'm, like, a really good person, and I care about other people. That's not true. I think I might hang out with someone this week. But I'm keeping it low key, you know? I'm not posting about it. If I'm hanging out with people, you're never gonna know. You're never gonna know. I'm throwing a party. No. I feel like at the beginning of this quarantine, like as a joke, like people would be like, oh, what are you doing today? And I'd be like, oh, I'm throwing a surprise party for my friend. Like as a joke, you know? Anthony's not laughing. But now at this point, it's like, If I were to say that, people would be like, are you really? Because, like, everyone's just, like, apparently partying. Whatever. But, yeah, I'm honestly just, like, chilling. Like, there's no need to be, like, putting pressure on yourselves if you don't have to like, do stuff. Like, you can just chill. But I think you still need to take care of yourself. Because I think it's, like, it's been really easy for me to just, like, sit on the couch, do nothing. There was literally, I was looking at my health app on my iPhone. There was a day where I took 70 steps for a whole day. Like, that's sad. 70 steps an entire day. That's not good. So, I think, here's what I've been doing. Every day, I wake up, I set an alarm for 9 a.m. There's no need for me to wake up that early, but like I just feel better when I wake up that early. So I wake up at 9 a.m. every day, 9:03 actually. I don't know why I set it to 9:03. I just kind of like that it's not 9. Like I feel like it makes me a little bit edgy. So I'm like 9:03, wake up. I chill in bed, check my notifications, see what's up. I wish I didn't do that first thing in the morning though. I think that's something that I could change, but that's what I've been doing. Then I make my bed. And here's the thing. I think everyone should make their bed. If you don't do it in the morning, that's fine, but make it at some point during the day. Like you can get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, make breakfast, whatever, but then make your bed. It makes you feel good. I don't know what it is about it, but like it'll inspire you. Just try it for 5 days. Just try making your bed every day for 5 days. See how you feel. No pressure. No pressure. And then what have I been doing? I'll make tea. I love tea now. I'm a tea girl. I just tried matcha bar. That's kind of been my thing in quarantine, trying different beverages. I tried different milks like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now I'm doing matcha beverages. And what else am I doing? I mean, I kind of am on my phone too much. I think I'm going to start reading books. I mean, we'll see, but I might start reading books Because there was this book I read when I went to Ireland like a year or two ago. I was staying with my friend Lolly, who I've talked about on this pod before. I just adore her. She's so adorable and cute and funny and nice, and I just love her. She told me to read this book, Normal People, so I read it. Because I'm like, she's Irish. She knows things that I don't know. I'll read this book. I don't know why I thought that, but in that moment, I thought she knows something. So I read the book. It was cute, but now it's a show on Hulu, and I can finally be one of those annoying people who's like, I actually read the book. I never get to say that. So this is like a big deal to me. I did read the book. So I think I'm going to read her other book that she has. Normal People is a great show. By the way, I'm only on episode 2, and I can only watch it when my mom is at work because it is pretty horny. It's kind of a horny, sexy show. So that's for me when mom's away. When mom's away, Allie's watching horny TV. And so I've been watching that. And what else? What else is important? I haven't been drinking water. I think that would help. Where my mom lives, it's kind of like older people. There's like, it's interesting because living in Hollywood and stuff, there's like so many hot people. And then where my mom lives, there's like definitely not a lot of hot people. And so I'll be like wearing little short shorts, and I'll be wearing my little cropped wife beater tank top. I know I shouldn't call it that, but I did not find the results on Google as to what I should call it. So I'm sorry. I'm wearing my little ribbed tank top. And my short shorts, and I'm walking my mom's dog. And I saw some cars were doing laps around the block. I saw like 2 cars go back the same way. I'm killing it. I might stay with my mom forever. It just boosted my confidence to a whole new level. My mom's also like my hype man. You know, I'll be laying out in the backyard and she's like, oh my God, Allie, you look so good. She takes pictures of me. I'm making her, she's my assistant now, is what I've pretty much made her. But yeah, these pants are so tight. She was right when she said that she could tell that my pants were fitting more tightly. Okay. I think I'm going to do some people. Yeah, I mean, it's hard doing the pod. I think what I want to do, maybe, I don't know when I'll start doing this, but I kind of want to like, oh, I think I've talked about this before. I want to get a camera, but they're so expensive. Like, I want to get a camera so I can like film little things that I do throughout the week, and then like also incorporate them into the video pod. I might become a vlogger. This might be the time. I'm gonna start vlogging. Watch out, David Dobrik. Watch out. I've been going on Omegle still, which is interesting. People are wild on Omegle, and it's weird because I don't know, like, I used to go on Omegle when I was like 14, and at the time I was like, this, of course I'm going to go on this website and talk to strangers, like that's what you do. And then I go on it now, 10 years later, as a 24-year-old, and I see like young 14-year-old girls, and I'm like, why are you on here? This is not a good place to be. And there's like old dudes jerking off, and like, and then I was like talking to this like 10-year-old girl the other night, and she's like, yeah, some old guy just told me to take my top off. And I'm like, then why are you still here? There's so many chomos on there. That's short for child molester. Chomo. My friend told me, and I don't want to be spreading rumors about dead people. Maybe I shouldn't say this. This is just for Patreon. Okay, Anthony? Do you guys, look at, I don't even care. I'm just like, these pants are so, like, I don't know if you, like, my skin, like, it's, like, literally, like, my stomach is, like, please let me out of here. This is a prison. I don't even care. I'm not even trying to suck it in. This is just who I am. I'm embracing it. Fuck it. It hurts. Like, I have, like, marks on my stomach from my pants. They're so tight. They're just gonna, like, rip open. The crotch is just gonna Kool-Aid man itself out. My fupa. My fupa is going to Kool-Aid man out of these pants. Okay, let's see what people talk about your childhood embarrassing moments. I think I talked about this before when I went to Vegas with my sisters and my dad, And there was like we were walking around the MGM and they had this car in the middle, like a fake car that you could get. I feel like I talked about this before. There was like a fake car and everyone, there was like a line for people to sit in it because it had like, you know, I don't know, like an automated like digital screen in the car so you could like pretend you were going somewhere. So we waited in this line. I'm with my sisters and I'm like 7 years old and my sisters are like, Allie, do Girls Gone Wild, do Girls Gone Wild. I'm too young to be knowing what that is, but I did. And so I like lift up my shirt. I'm seven. I'm like, woo, Girls Gone Wild. We get out of the car and I realized everyone was waiting in line because there was a camera in the car that would be projected onto the screen outside. And so my sisters, after we got out of the car, were like, Allie, look up. And it was just me flashing everyone in fucking Vegas. Probably a lot of chomos enjoyed it. A lot of chomos were there. I remember I was super embarrassed after that. And then when I'm wondering when else I was embarrassed. I don't know. I feel like I would get embarrassed over like dumb little things. Like I never really got embarrassed about like things that I should have been embarrassed about. I would just be embarrassed about like maybe talking to someone I liked at school and like spitting while I said something. That's always so embarrassing, especially as an adult when you do that. You're like a full grown adult talking to someone and then spit just flies out of your mouth and you're like, I need a, that's like a humbling moment when you're like, okay, yeah. Would you go to Disney World? Yeah, 100%. I've never been to the Florida Disney, only Cali. I hate, people say Cali. No one from California says Cali. Do you say Cali? No. It's so weird when people say Cali. They're like, what's up, you live in Cali? That's what everyone says on Omegle. Oh shit, you live in Cali. Unless you're from NorCal, I feel like the only people in California who say Cali are maybe people who live in Northern California. But that's because they're like on drugs. And it's easier to shorten sentences. Weirdest fetish you've come across or heard about. Okay, this is an interesting one. I might have talked about it on here. I hope I didn't. This is so lame if I just keep talking about stuff. But that I've already talked about. But my friend was telling me, I was telling her about this experience I had sexually with a guy where this has happened maybe two or three times that I've been hooking up with a dude where, so I'm sure you're familiar with guys sucking on titties, okay? Right, Anthony? This is common to some extent. Okay, Anthony agrees. I just want to make sure. I'm like, I don't know if that, okay. So sometimes I feel like a dude will be in the titty region with their mouth and they're like a little bit, it almost feels like they're trying to get milk, you know, like it's not like it almost doesn't even feel sexual. It feels like maternal where I'm like, did I just become your mom? Like, are there repressed memories that you're carrying out through my body? And there was one dude where it just was like a little bit too childlike on his end where I was like, and so I was telling my friend about this and she's like, there's a thing, I forget what it's called, but it's like literally where guys like want to be a baby. Yeah, I mean, it's not like he was wearing a diaper or saying like goo goo gaga, but it just like the vibe that I was getting was like childlike. I'm not trying to bone any kids. I'm no chomo. You know, I want a daddy. I want a 6-year-old man who knows how to like repair my car if I get a flat tire or something. I saw a quote that was like, all women should know how to change a tire, but all men should offer to change it for her on some like dumb Instagram. But I kind of fuck with that. I wish I knew how to change a tire. I should learn during lockdown. I want to go on a road trip. Like, I want to just, like, drive. Oh, I already talked about this. I want to drive, but I don't know if my car will make it. My car guy was like, your car is very old. Lots of problems. I'm like, yeah, it's a 20-year-old car. What do you expect? It's more than that. Wait, I think my car's 2003. No, it's not more than that. It's almost 20 years old. 17 years old. almost old enough for me to want to fuck it. Too old for Paul Walker, almost old enough for me. Yeah, my car has like 200,000 miles on it. And there's something with the axle in the front. There's some guy who follows me who's like a freak for Subarus. It's even in his Instagram handle. He like loves Subarus. So sometimes he'll just like hit me with a hot Subaru tip that I didn't even know I needed or wanted until he sends it to me. His name's Subie George. Subie George. I never really fucked with Subarus until I got mine. And I'm like, this is a great car. I want to upgrade to one of those nice new Subarus. I feel like I'm literally never mucusy until I start the podcast, and then all of a sudden my nose. That's what else I did this week. I started watching Dave on Hulu. So good. It is good. Yes. Lil Dicky. I'm pretty sure he made the show Dave just so people, like, I think his goal for the show was just for people to stop calling him Lil Dicky. Like, he's so over being called Lil Dicky that I'm pretty sure that's what the show is for. But it was so good. I'm like, I want to write a show. What should I write it about? Let me know in the comments or in the DMs what my show would be. Because people are always like, if you wrote a show, what would it be about? I don't know. It's hard to like pinpoint it. Also, like with Dave, Mr. Dickey, he's like had a full ass career, you know, like, so it makes sense for him to write a show about that. But for me, it's like a girl who is on episode 44 of her podcast that she records from inside her house. It's like, yeah, but then where's the like glamour and glitz? It's at mom's house. Okay. This is so funny. Someone said Kim Jong-un and how he's... And, like, someone... Because I put on my Instagram, I'm like, what should I talk about this week? I'm like, you obviously saw that I already talked about that. Why would you put that in there again? These fucking people. Talk about phone sex. Hard to do when your voice sounds like this. I feel like phone sex is kind of like, I sound the same way when I'm like ordering off a menu at a restaurant. I'm like, oh, like when I'm looking at a menu at a restaurant, take two. I feel like phone sex is like when I'm reading a menu at a restaurant I've never been to before. I'm just like, oh, that sounds nice. Oh, yeah, that looks good. Can't wait to have that. I'm so full. That's what phone sex is like for me. It's never comfortable. I never know what to say. It's so weird. And I'm never actually interested enough to pretend to be interested on the phone. Like, I never genuinely, like, care enough about phone sex to, like, put my heart and soul into it. It's so uncomfortable for me. Not into it. Hard no. If you could go back in time and give yourself advice, what would you say? I'm gonna presently give myself advice now. Stop being on your phone. Get off your phone. My screen time is astronomical. It's insane. If anyone can top my screen time, I got the alert like yesterday. I spent on average, at least last week, I spent on average 9 hours a day on my phone. That is so crazy. That's not good. If you can top that, send me a screenshot because I will be so impressed. Yeah, I really think I need to start reading instead of picking up my phone. Because I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And I think I'd get more done if I was reading because I wouldn't want to read. So I'd like try and do something else besides be on my phone. I think it would be good for me. Or maybe I would like to read. I don't know. Which celebrity do you think you could take in a fight? Male or female? Your call. I really want to fight the Catch Me Outside girl. Not because I don't like her, because I love her. And I think that that's how you, like, really show that you love her, is you scrap. You catch her outside. Did I talk about how I thought she started Corona? Are you sure? Man, I think it was on, oh, maybe it was on Instagram Live. Yeah, my theory is that Catch Me Outside girl predicted Corona long before it happened. And that was her message to all of us. Catch me outside. How about that? It was funnier on the Instagram Live. It's like hard for me to pretend that I find it funny now, but it was really funny. So just like imagine something really funny and then picture my face saying it. And that was me on Instagram Live talking about the Catch Me Outside girl starting COVID. Crazy stories from when you did coke. I'm trying to think. Like, I mean, I was mostly doing it my senior year of high school. And that's kind of like a boring time because when I was a senior in high school, all of my friends who did coke wanted to become DJs. So it was pretty much just like us sitting in like my friend's treehouse that was also his like studio and him making beats and like all of us just pretending we really liked the music he was making, even though it all sounded like trash. It was fun though. It was kind of good, I think. I don't know. I just, yeah, that was pretty much the extent of it. Oh my gosh, there was one time. This is only for Patreon, this part. All right. Oh, I do have a new quarantine crush. My quarantine crush of the week is a guy who I've never met in person, but he's my friend's girlfriend's friend from college. And he does have a girlfriend, so I'm not really making any moves because I'm not, that's just not who I am. I'm not, I don't know, there, that's never been something that's like appealed to me. I had like friends in high school and college and stuff who were like, they were down to just like, if a guy was taken, they were like, fuck it, I don't care. That's not my thing. I'm just, I don't know. I think I have too many crushes to where I don't care if one of my crushes is in a relationship because I'm like, well, I have like these five other crushes. So that's like not really my thing. But this guy is in a relationship. So I'm just like, you know, we all play, we play Quiplash together, which is like a really fun. I thought your fucking notifications were off. What is that? Is that an alarm? Is this your alarm to wake up? Oh, at 2:30 p.m. What was that?
It's the ring camera.
Oh, the ring camera. Yeah, so we play like this game on Google Hangouts together and it's so fun and he's so funny. But yeah, I just admire him from a distance. Sometimes I think I should get a boyfriend just so people will be like, damn, I should have swiped her up when I could. But also, I like to be single, I think. I don't know. Do I like to be single or do I have intimacy issues? That's the question. I don't know. I just get over people so quickly. But I think that that's because I'm scared. That's fear, you know? Speaking of fear, should I call my dad? Everyone loves my dad. It's kind of annoying. He's cool, though. I get it. Oh, my God. Did you see those murder hornets? Those bees, you haven't seen that? There's bees that are, yes, they're called murder hornets. And they're coming, they've arrived. I don't know, it kind of reminds me of that Black Mirror episode when all the like bugs are ran by the government or something. And they're like secretly drone bugs. Because they're, I guess they're in Asia. Everything keeps coming from Asia. I don't want to make any statements, any generalizations, but Asia's bringing over some not good stuff right now. What do they bring over here? Shirts? Those are good. I support the shirts coming over here, but the murder hornets, that needs to chill. Coronavirus, chill. I think the murder hornets are a conspiracy. I don't think they're real. But I guess, I mean, but if they're already in Asia and everyone's like making a big deal about them being over here, it's like obviously people in Asia are like fine. Like no one's getting murdered by these hornets on a daily basis, at least that I know of. Like I said, I don't really read the news. I just read headlines. So if you want factual information, this is not the podcast to be looking into. But yeah, that's scary. I don't fuck with bees like that. I do not be fucking with bees like that. Okay, I'm gonna call my dad. How much time are we at? 50. Oh my god. That's insane. Mm-hmm. How did I talk for that long? That's crazy. I told Anthony, I was like, I have nothing to talk about. This is going to be a short episode. And then here we are. Okay. I'm going to call my dad. Oh, wait. I need to FaceTime him, though. I'm going to add him to your contacts. I feel like he won't pick up a FaceTime because he doesn't know you. But we'll see. Okay, let's FaceTime him. See if he answers. Yeah. Whoa!
Hi.
Hey, Dad.
What's happening?
Why did you pick up a FaceTime from an unknown number?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's ballsy. You just went for it.
I did.
Were you hoping it was going to be a sexy single in your area?
No. Are you recording this?
Yes.
Hello?
You're on.
You got me in the middle of bonanza.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, it's a commercial, so I have a few minutes.
Okay. Dad, do you want to talk about you getting a haircut and having the housekeepers over?
No. I don't want. I'm not in the mood to talk. Have to find another guinea pig.
No, people want to talk to you. They like your honesty, your rawness, your realness.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah. You're like my Robin and I'm Howard Stern.
Oh, okay. I want to be Howard Stern.
I know. I think you are Howard Stern and I'm more Robin. I was hoping it would be the other way around, but I think you're right.
That's right.
What's this episode of Bonanza about?
Well, it's actually one of the older episodes where they're a little bit more rough on the edges. And it's young. It's just nostalgic.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for people who are going crazy in quarantine?
No, this is my lifestyle. This is what I do. I do it well.
Yeah, but what about other people?
I do quarantine well. Other people, I tell them just to get high and
on what?
Do a puzzle. Well, whatever their preference is. Not speed, because that'd make them too antsy.
When was the last time you did speed?
2 weeks ago. Is that being honest?
No, you're trying to be silly.
It's been a while. Okay, we're back on.
Oh, bye. Bonanza's on.
Bonanza.
Fine. You're the one who was like, oh, he hung up on me. Oh my god. He's the one who's like, when are you going to have me back on the pod? He's like, are the people asking about me? And then I bring him on the pod. Dude, my dad's a real one. He doesn't give a fuck. That's what I respect him. I respect him. Okay. I think that's going to be it, right? I mean, what else do we need to do? I don't know. I guess if I missed anything, I'll talk about it next week. But that was the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Please, I mean, I hate to be one of these people. But seriously, if you haven't subscribed on YouTube, even if you don't watch the YouTube, just fucking subscribe to it, okay? You have nothing else to do during this lockdown. I think it helps me. I'm not sure how. But just do it, okay? Hit subscribe on YouTube. Leave a comment in the comment section. I always read them. They're very entertaining. Some of you guys are really funny in the comments, so I enjoy reading them. And I think that also helps me too. So whatever, try and do that. What else? Rate with a T, because there's a big difference. So please rate the podcast on like iTunes or wherever you're listening to it. Review it. Leave a review. It doesn't even have to be good. I mean, I would hope it is. If you're on episode 44 of this and you've listened this far, it would be crazy to leave a bad review. So just do that. And let me know what's up with you. Hit me. What? Patreon. Yes, I forgot. That's new. There's people. Oh my God, Anthony. I know. Jesus. Whoa. Oh, I thought it unlocked with my face. I was like, that's crazy. Patreon. I have a Patreon. I'm going to start posting more stuff on there. There's two tiers. I changed it from 3 to 2 because no one was doing the middle tier. So it's all or nothing. We got a $5 tier. You get the unedited unedited episodes of these where I spill all the juicy secrets that I don't want the peasants to know about. And then we have the $25 tier for the rich ass ballers. And that's for we're going to do a Zoom hangout. I need to figure out a date for that. Sometime this month, everyone who pays $25, we're all going to do a Zoom hangout. Let's say, why don't we do Thursday, the 21st, May, 21st, Thursday. Yeah, that's when we'll do the, oh my God. Mute it. We're muting it. It's muting. We're muting it. So May 21st, we'll do that. I'm going to put it in my notes right now. Let's say 6 p.m. my time. So if you're on the East Coast, that's 9 p.m. Zoom hangout for Patreon. So that's what's going to happen. And then what else? I don't know. You get other cool things. So just go to patreon.com/AllieMakovsky to see what other yummy little offers I have. And yeah, that's it. No shows to promote, baby. That's it. Stay safe. Stay calm. If you're going to hang out with people, be safe about it. That's important. Don't go to the fucking park like people in New York did, looking like an idiot. Don't do that. Stop going to the beach and partying and like barbecuing. Keep it low key. Be chill. Don't hang out with everyone, okay? Keep your space. No making out. Even if you have a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, no making out. Because it makes me sad. I want to make out with everyone and I'm not. So keep it low key. Keep it chill. Don't worry if you're gaining weight. Just do a photo shoot and embrace it. And I'll talk to you next week. Hell yes.